Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you were told were impossible were, in fact, very much the opposite? Reality is not what you think it is. It's so much more complicated, fascinating, and terrifying than that. We're at the fringes of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
I'd like to leave, and is it possible to even lock this front door? Or, like, even if there's not a lock on it, but to, like...
There's no lock on the front door, unfortunately.
Okay, there's nothing I can do. Nothing I can push up against it. All right, never mind. I guess there's windows to the place. He could get out anyway. All right. Cool. All right. Okay, that's a no-go area then. All right, let's see if I can... Perhaps I go to equipment, I can get a car, and we can just... I can head back to town, I can head back to New Carthage, and I can get some people to give us a hand to help us out. I'd also like to be... Yeah, he knows I'm here. I'd like to be yelling for Mickey. Mickey!
Are you outside yelling?
Yeah, yeah, right.
I'll get you to make another trained observer.
Mickey, it's Len. I'm just... I figured you'd come this way. You gotta be cold out there.
You see near one of these admin buildings, a body half covered in snow.
Oh, come on now. I'd like to kind of walk towards
it. You must have passed it on your way in, but not noticed it somehow.
I'd like to walk towards it slowly.
From this angle, maybe as you were coming in, from the angle that you approached, it was all covered in snow and it just looked like a bump. Okay. But on this side, you can see an arm poking out. Okay. The arm is wearing a green jacket.
Oh, heck. You were gonna come meet the wife.
Grab and shift snow,
yeah.
And it's a man you do not know. The green jacket has a stenciled logo on the side, and it says Bismarck Oil and Coal.
Oh, I mean, you know, forgive me, Lord, but thank God.
The man's chest is torn open, and his guts are exposed.
Okay.
It looks like...
How long's he been here?
That'll be a medicine check, so...
Oh, chance die.
Just a happy little chance die. No success. No idea.
Who knows?
Look, even on a failure, you can tell when bits are missing.
Yeah, sure.
You definitely cannot see a heart or lungs.
Okay. All right.
You can also tell, it's also just impossible to not see, that on his upper torso, just below his neck, there's a bullet hole and there's another one in his eye. He was shot twice.
Well, that's strange. Does he have, like, security written on him anywhere?
Nope.
Okay, why were you still here? I'll mark. Maybe I'll just remember he's there, and I'm gonna keep exploring. Gonna head for equipment. Okay, hey, pistol out the whole time. Just the whole thing drawn in, and flashlight underneath as well. Oh heck!
No, that's you.
Oh, thank God. Okay, perhaps I'll stop calling out for Mickey.
Where are you searching?
I'd like to head for the equipment shed, the big warehouse.
All right. Yeah, there's another building with equipment stenciled beneath Bismarck Oil and Coal.
Mm-hmm.
As you approach there, you get there. There's a big old set of double doors, and there's a chain, locked chain around them.
Okay. That's frankly a good sign, because it means there ain't nobody inside. Can I see any other way into the building?
There's some high windows about a story up, if you felt like trying to climb that.
Maybe I look up and then feel my gut and shake my head. all right. The chain, I'm assuming it's locked. I'm assuming if I've got to blow the lock if I want to...
You could try shooting the lock.
Yeah, I might have to do that. All right. I'd like to like look around and then pop one off into the lock.
Don't mind me.
Oh, no. Hey, please. Yeah, great. Roll away, Adam. Yeah. I don't watch many zombie movies, so I don't know. Hey, don't make big noise, you know?
I'm not going to roll to shoot the lock. Okay. You shoot the lock, you break it off. You can get into the equipment building.
All right, I'd like to open the door, like slide it, and then shut it behind me. Just feel around for like a light switch.
There's a light switch immediately to your right.
Click.
You hit it. You open up the equipment shed. There's miscellaneous mining equipment here.
Okay.
A lot of it is very big and very bulky. There's a catwalk above you. So this building is one just big building.
Mm-hmm.
A catwalk above you has also what looks like an office. And you can see windows which have a commanding view of all of this building.
Okay.
I'll get you to make a wits composure check.
Oh, sweet.
Through the window, you see a person's head, and then it ducks down underneath the window.
Okay. All right. Well, I will... Look, it might be help. I'll draw my pistol, and I'll begin to try and find a way up to the catwalk to try.
You can find stairs easily.
All right, I'll head to the head to the office there. When I get to the door, I'll just give it a gentle knock. Police, I ain't looking for trouble. You know, I don't mean anybody in there no harm.
No response. Through the window, you can see desks and computers.
Okay.
Actually, no, there wouldn't be any computers.
All right, I'd like to, while I'm up in the catwalk, look down and see if I can see any kind of...
Oh, and a telephone.
Oh, well, that's...
There's a big red
pretty
phone.
Pretty useful there. I'd also like... I just still like to look down and see if I can see, like, a Jeep or anything like that. Is there
There's
any...
vehicles, yeah. Okay. You can see vehicles.
Okay, that's good to know. All right. Before I go in there, I'm going to go downstairs to the vehicles, and I'm going to... Yeah?
I'm going to get you to make another wits composure roll, this time at a -3.
All right. Cool beans.
You don't get any successes, but you hear and you look around and you see the door that you went through has just closed.
What's the sturdiest looking vehicle there?
The sturdiest looking vehicle is a giant you know those big snow trucks that you can get?
Yeah.
With like the half track wheels, the tank tread wheels. There's a massive one of those. It looks like a dump truck of some sort.
I don't think I'd know how to drive that, but it's the what about just cars?
Yeah. There's Jeeps. There's other types of vehicles. There's cars. There's like regular trucks.
I might hop in just a Jeep.
You start moving back down the stairs?
Yeah. Just gently, like. Or actually, you know what? Let's try the office.
All right.
Maybe halfway down the stairs, I have a change of heart. All right.
Okay.
Let's head up. Let's try that office. If I can get someone here.
The door's locked.
How many bullets do I have left? I'm all right. I think I got to change clip, though.
You've used 3 bullets by my count.
Okay.
So you've got 6 left.
All right. If I shoot the lock off and there's someone inside who is just a fella, then I can't lock it behind me, which is kind of a problem. All right. You know what? I'll head back downstairs and I'll get in the Jeep. That's my plan there.
Through all this hesitating,
as
you're heading back downstairs, you hear a growling sound from in the building, like an actual animalistic growling sound.
Did Wade make such a noise?
No.
Okay. All right. That's maybe good. All right. I'd like to still pistol draw and just kind of make my way towards the Jeep, kind of aiming it where I kind of heard the growling from.
You start moving in between the vehicles. Are you making an effort to be quiet or something?
Yeah. All right. Absolutely.
Let's make a stealth dexterity check.
What's my stealth like?
Your stealth is 1. Your dexterity is 3.
Great.
You start quietly moving in between the vehicles. What are you looking for again, sorry?
Just like something with a closed top that looks sturdy from the outside, that's all. Doesn't really matter what. Maybe not the snowmobile. I just think I don't know how to drive that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like
maybe there's like a 4-wheel drive.
Yeah, okay.
You get to that, you try the handle, it's locked.
I guess I don't have the key for any of these either.
I'm going to get you to make an intelligence resolve check, which is basically a memory check, -1.
Yeah.
Because of your damage.
My bite marks on my neck.
You remember very clearly, very vividly, through that window and through the door as you were approaching, a big rack of hooks with keys on them.
Of course. All right. Okay. I'll try.
The growling continues.
I'll just like swivel around on the spot and start sneaking my way back. Your paws, Adam. Don't pause. Don't pause and look at me.
Another stealth check? I forgot. I should have subtracted one from this. I keep forgetting to subtract that one. You get one success on your way back. Mm. You hear barking and then an awful sound of screaming. And then more barking and more screaming. You hear a lot of things running in between all of these machines and vehicles.
Okay.
You hear screaming and tearing and ripping sounds. And then a bloody gurgle and everything goes silent.
Okay, I'm going to try and climb up on one of the big vehicles. Get some height, because I feel like at the moment that's I'm down in the thick of it. I don't want that.
Athletics, strength. -1. You start clambering your way. Maybe you're next to that big half-track vehicle. You start clambering your way on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get on top, you look into the truck bed of it and you see a wolf, a proper wolf looking around. You get a very commanding view.
Yeah.
You can see a bloody, mangled corpse off at one end of the warehouse.
Yeah.
And you can see three other wolves slowly snaking their way around the building.
Okay.
The wolf, none of them have noticed you.
Okay. From this height, how close am I to the catwalk?
Still quite far.
Okay.
All you, right. No, actually, this is quite high. All right. So, you'd need to clamber higher onto this vehicle. You would literally be within arm's reach of the wolf.
Yeah.
But then you could jump and grab the bottom of the catwalk.
All right, let's risk it. Let's go for it.
That'll be a stealth check. Mm-hmm. 3 dice. 1 success.
Cool.
And then another athletic strength check to launch yourself at the catwalk. 3 dice.
Let's willpower that.
All right.
Let's make that 6
dice.
It's very frustrating because my vice is annoying and I'm just not going to get a chance to be annoying. Wait, when you run out of willpower, do you have to do
You have to exercise your vice at the next available opportunity. No successes.
Oh, that's bad news.
You jump, miss the railing, or you grab it.
Yeah.
But you can't, you don't have enough upper body strength to haul yourself up. You let go. Drop down, the wolf looks around, and we're going to initiative.
All right. Bada bing, bada boom.
Where is it come, is it go?
Hey.
Ooh, the wolf got 10.
Oh, no.
The wolf goes first. It snarls and leaps at you. You get your defense, which is 4, against its offense of 7.
All right.
It lunges, strikes you in the chest, nearly bowling you over, and it snaps and bites at your shoulder, sinking its teeth into your shoulder, dealing 3 points of lethal damage.
Jesus.
From the heat of this room, this room is like not as cold as the outside area. You've healed all of your bashing damage because you got out of the cold, but you still take 3 points of lethal, which kind of just replaced the bashing that you had.
Yeah, now I'm just on 4 lethal. That's fine.
5 lethal by my count.
Sorry.
Then it's your turn.
Can I pepper spray this wolf in the eyes?
Yes, you absolutely. Of course you can pepper spray a wolf. As if you can't.
Get out of here, Poochie.
Oh, God. You're going to die. It's a dexterity athletics or dexterity firearms roll.
Let's make that dexterity athletics. That's just a better roll for me.
So that's 5 minus 1 for your injuries.
Let's use my last willpower, though.
All right. Night. 1 success.
Fucking hell.
Well, that's fine because you just need to hit it.
Yeah.
You impose the stun tilt on the wolf, and it gets a -5 to all actions.
All right.
So it gets a chance die to bite you.
Cool. Okay. That's good to hear.
The wolf will lose its next action and halves its defense until it can act.
All right.
That's your turn. The wolf's turn. The other wolves turn around and start sprinting towards you in the truck. It's your turn.
Can I try for the catwalk again?
Yep.
That's kind of my only option here.
Yep. You launch grab, and the adrenaline pounding through your veins allows you to haul yourself up to the catwalk. You're on the catwalk. The wolves stop, and they start spreading out. You can tell that they're looking for ways up to get to you.
All right. Okay. I'd like to, like, just roll onto my back and try and...
But for now, you've got, like, a breather, I suppose. Yeah.
Do I think I have the appropriate stuff in my first aid kit to negate some of this damage?
Yes, you could.
All right, I'll give it a try.
All right. That's two dice.
Well, I got that breather.
You reduce your lethal by 1 point.
Oh, I'll take it. Okay.
Those 4 points of lethal that you currently have, you can't use the first aid on them anymore. If you get more lethal, you can do that.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to get to my feet, clutching at my bit up chest and bit up neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to... Okay, so on this catwalk, I can make it toward the office, yeah?
Yep.
All right.
That's the only feature,
yeah,
really.
I'd like to make it towards the office.
You start sprint. Oh, wait. No, actually.
Yeah?
You can get to the windows here.
Okay, then.
Some of them look like they can be opened.
All right, but then I'd be very high up over just
there
snow.
Is like a slanted roof that you could clamber out onto.
Okay.
You would still be quite high up, though. You would.
I don't want to be... Can the wolves get up here?
There are stairs, so okay, yes. Yeah, if they find the stairs, they can get
up. I don't want to be cornered by the wolves on the roof of the building.
All right. Oh...
Caught it by the wolves, jump off the roof, break my legs, game over.
Yeah.
Oh, fall into snow. No, I'll head for the office. Although I don't want to be cornered in the office either. But at least the office, I can bar the door, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'll head for the office.
You get to the office door.
I'm just going to shoot the lock.
I'm going to quickly just make a little rolly-poo for some wolves.
Yeah, of course.
Bang, 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 bang. The wolves have found the stairs.
Oh, God. Okay. Shoot that lock. Shoot that lock.
All right. I won't roll. You just shoot the lock.
All right. Push myself inside. Whatever's in here.
As soon as you enter the door, you look around and you see ducked below the window is a terrified looking man with a rifle. Mm-hmm. He levels the rifle and fires.
This isn't what I need right now. There are wolves coming, you fool.
He misses. It's your turn.
There are wolves coming, you idiot. And then I'll slam the door behind me.
You slam the door behind you. As you do that, boom, a wolf pushes its full weight upon the door.
Okay.
I'm going to get you to make a strength athletics versus the wolf's strength athletics. You get zero successes.
Oh, no.
It also gets zero successes.
Oh, thank God.
All right. That was the wolf's turn.
What happened to this fucking refinery?
I'm going to say that you made a... It's intimidation, unfortunately, which you don't have in.
Yeah,
intimidation look. Presence. So 3 plus 0 with a -1 for no intimidation.
Total.
2 dice total. 1 success.
All right, thank God.
The man lowers the rifle.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And he can tell that there is a greater immediate threat. He grabs one of the desks and shoves it mightily.
Okay.
No successes. The desk does not move. You versus the wolf.
Fucking guy.
All right, you get 1 success.
Oh, good. That'll be enough. Surely.
The wolf, 2 successes, both are rerolls.
Good.
Three successes. That new one is a reroll.
Good. Great.
Three successes. The wolf is in the room, buddy.
Oh, my fucking God. Okay. All right.
All right. But that's the wolf's turn.
Mm-hmm.
The man just levels his rifle at the wolf and fires.
Sure.
He gets a hit.
Okay.
He does 5 points of damage.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty good.
Then it's your turn,
Lenny. Can I pull that desk?
You can pull the desk and the door's open, so you could... All right, you could close the door. Yeah, no, you could push the desk in the way, but you're doing nothing about the wolf.
That's
here.
Fine.
All right,
that's,
cool.
Look.
That's strength athletics.
Stopping more wolves coming in is priority right now.
You got a success with a reroll, which gave you another success, two successes total. You close the door, put the desk in the way.
All right.
You're good. You've
prefer the
deal
wolf.
With this wolf. Yeah. Yeah,
we deal with wolf, the present danger of wolf.
It's wolf's turn. Odds or evens?
Odds, I'll take.
The wolf's going for you, buddy.
God damn it. Why? I'm not even attacking this one. Mamma mia.
The wolf is in panic mode, and it gets a lot of negatives now that it has taken 5 points of damage.
Fair.
So as it turns around and snarls and snaps at you, you jump onto the desk mm-hmm. that you just moved in the way of the door, and the wolf misses you. Okay. For a second, the wolf doesn't understand that it can jump up and just get you.
Sure. Good. Thank God.
Then it is the man's turn. He fires the rifle. Misses. Wow. Misses completely. Lenny, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'll shoot that wolf.
Yeah? What did you do with the gun when you moved to the desk? Highs or lows?
Highs.
Alright, you just stuck it in your jacket pocket, which is fucking dangerous, but you pull the gun out.
Yep, okay.
Alright, you fire.
Bang, and I'll double tap as well.
Double tap? Alright.
Yeah, which uses up that whole clip.
2 damage total.
All right.
You get 2 points of lethal damage shooting down into the dog. The dog is going to need... Not the dog, sorry. The wolf.
I was going to say.
All right. The wolf hits the ground unconscious. It's not dead. It's dying. Oh, it's unconscious.
Okay. Hey, you going to lower your rifle there, fella?
He does not.
What do you
He's
think?
Aiming the rifle at you. Stay away.
I ain't here to hurt you, okay?
You see he's wearing a green jacket that says Bismarck Oil and Coal.
You look like you found yourself in a spot of bother there. I totally understand. I think I found one of your friends out the back there. You know, he seemed like he was in a lot of he was dead. I'm sorry, but I'm just a cop. I'm just a constable. You know, I here by absolute coincidence, you know, I'd like to reach into my jacket and maybe pull out a candy bar. You know, I'm just here to make peace. You know, I'm in as much danger as you are, okay?
Persuasion, composure.
Chocolate That's... and caramel together at last.
Three dice. I'm giving you a plus one. Four dice total.
Yeah.
No successes, but I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm also going to give you your vice, so you get one point of willpower back.
Okay, yeah, chuck it in. Chuck it in. Wait, don't I get them all if I do my virtue?
All if you do your virtue, yeah.
I'm being friendly.
All right. Fair enough.
All right.
You get all your willpower
okay,
back.
I'll use one.
He doesn't lower his rifle, though.
Okay.
Show me. Show me you're not one of them.
The fellas with the 4 feet out there?
What?
Okay, maybe you're
with
talking
the big
about...
mouths.
I loved your expression was golden. Oh my God, I loved that. The look of shock. The genuine Jackson's actual shock. Oh man.
The big mouths?
Yeah, the people with the... He looks around like he's starting to think maybe he's crazy. Their mouths reach the ground.
Their mouths.
They open their mouths and they reach the ground.
I just seen some fellas who got 4 legs.
What? He seems just as surprised as you are by your information.
I give him the explanation, you know. We were transporting a prisoner. I crashed the car for unrelated reasons. And then when I came...
At this point, boom, boom. The wolves are launching themselves at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, the platform is made in such a way that there's no platform next to the window.
Okay.
So the wolves can't they'd fall if they tried to get at the windows.
I don't know what big mouth fellas you're talking about, but I've had one heck of a crazy night, so I could believe anything at this point. What can I do to prove that I'm not one of them? I open my mouth as wide as it can go. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. He looks at the bar that you're offering him, the candy bar, and he makes an intelligence check. All right. He lowers the rifle slowly and snatches the candy bar.
He starts eating it,
but he's looking at you when he eats it.
I start to rattle off stuff about myself to make me
see. I'm going to make you make a composure empathy check. Mm-hmm. You have no empathy, so -1 to your composure, which is just one die.
Okay.
No successes. He's just staring at you really weirdly as he eats the bar.
I come from a little place called Davenport. Okay, it's a kind of a town. That's where I work. I'm just doing this for this is just a job I'm on currently. I got a wife. Her name's Beck, but short for Rebecca. But she doesn't like the full name Rebecca, so we call her Beck. I got a beautiful daughter, Kayla. She's in school. She's in her second year, she's at primary school. She's learning about space, I think, at the moment.
He finishes just half of the candy bar and throws the other half away.
She's learning about space at the moment. I think Saturn is what she's learning about. Told me about the rings, but to be honest, I kind of plumb forget what the heck she was saying, what she was trying to teach me about it. I think it's
Roger. My name's Roger.
Okay.
The banging has stopped. You can't see the wolves through the window. You're not sure what's happened.
Constable Lanny McBride, please call me Len. Okay, so what the heck's going on?
I'd like to pull up a chair.
About maybe 3-4 hours ago,
right?
Maybe. I don't know. We were a skeleton crew, just keeping the place running, basically. A lot of people have been evacuated. A lot of people have been put away on leave for a little bit while they're fixing the drill.
Okay, then, sure.
It was just maybe about 20 of us here.
Okay.
And a few hours ago, I don't know, people just went crazy. It was the mess hall first.
Right.
People started raiding the mess hall. Okay. They were just eating and eating.
Perhaps saying how hungry. Yeah, mentioning how
hungry
they were.
They wouldn't stop. No, right. Yes. But and...
Yeah, go on.
And when we ran out of food, we ran out of 6 months' worth of food in 3 hours...
Oh, heck, all right.
They started attacking people.
Sure.
And there was a small security crew, and I don't know what happened. I was doing inventory in here when, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. People just kept...
Could you tell?
Then I saw people... Oh, my God. He drops the rifle. I saw people with mouths, big mouths, attacking other people.
They just had big mouths, yeah?
Yes.
Could you give me like a description of it? Because
Two guys. Right. I didn't see them together. One of them attacked a security guard. The security guard shot him. And oh my God. The guy's like on the ground, almost in a fetal position.
I'd like to like crouch down next to him and put an arm around him. You're right now, fella. You know, I'm an officer of the law. Okay. We're going to get out of this fine. You got all the keys. We just got to get ourselves a Jeep and we got to get out of here. Okay.
We can't.
Okay.
We can't get out of here.
Why is that?
None of them have petrol in them. We take it out for the cold.
Yeah, right. Of course. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Should have thought of that. Lucky I'm finding out now.
Oh, Jack, you have no idea. Oh, my God. I would have died. It would have been great.
What a moment. All right. Okay, so you're saying that none of the folk you see with the big mouths had four legs.
I've not seen that.
Okay, that's a
problem. You hear several gunshots.
I'd like to rush to the window and have a gander out.
I'm going to make you make a wits composure roll.
Mm-hmm.
No negatives.
All right.
Yeah, you're not that hurt anymore.
I'm doing all right.
No successes either.
Neat.
You hear several gunshots below, and then nothing. It sounds like a bolt-action rifle, like what this guy has.
Okay.
You hear bang, bang, bang.
Okay. Okay, so you haven't seen anybody else, have you?
No.
All right.
No, not
you just
since...
been hauled up here since it all kind of went down.
Yes.
Okay, well, I did notice that the gate was locked. Where'd the wolves come from? Oh, they came in after me, of course. Right, okay.
No, the wolves have been here for a while.
How'd they get in?
I just heard their howling. I don't know. I don't know how they got in. They shouldn't be able to get out through the fence.
I had to bust a chain to get in here. Okay. All right.
Wait, oh, in this building?
Yeah.
No. The wolves were not in this building before, but they've been around. They were inside the compound before. I don't know how they got in. There should be a gate that's locked.
You got a hole in the fence, maybe? Anyway, that's not what we're here to figure out. Okay, you wouldn't have any storage of gasoline anywhere on the property, would you?
We keep it in the motor pool with the vehicles that are currently being used.
Okay, can you kind of...
He gestures to the big warehouse that's basically the only place you wish it wasn't.
Okay, then.
The motor pool's on the other side of the helipad, which is like a 15-minute walk from where you are right now.
Okay,
it's a big area.
Well, we got two options here. I guess we just wait the night, try and do it in the morning. But honestly, come in. No, does it sound like a wolf or someone knocking?
Knocking.
I'd like to.
You look through the window.
Yeah.
You see a mountain of a man. No, actually, at first you thought he was a mountain of a man, but it's just the coat that he's wearing. He's wearing a giant bear skin coat. Underneath, you see that he's wearing the remnants of a jacket and a hodgepodge of clothes. He looks old. He has a rifle slung, a big old-fashioned looking wooden rifle slung over his shoulder. Well, wooden finish. Rifle slung over his shoulder. And on that tattered remains of a jacket, you see a similar looking stencil, but made... This one looks like it was made by hand, not machine made.
Okay.
And the words Bismarck Oil and Coal.
I think perhaps this is a fella I gotta apologize to. Does he look like the guy I hit? He also had a big jacket.
It looks like the same jacket.
Okay.
It was just a very flash of an instant, yeah. Though.
Hey there, fella. Are the wolves out there still a problem? I'd like to say through the door.
He shakes his head, but doesn't say anything. You get the willies. You get some powerful fucking willies.
You'll understand why I don't want to let you inside yet there, huh? Guy, you know, being that... things aren't exactly up to, well, what you might call regular happening at the moment. First of all, I'd like to apologize for hitting you with the trooper. That's on me. Glad to see you're okay, though. You got any idea what's happening here, fella?
He looks in at you, doesn't say anything. Are you looking through the door or through the window?
Through the window.
Through the window? Mm. He looks through the window at you and peers around. It looks like he's just trying to assess the room.
Do you recognize this fella? What was the guy's name again?
Roger.
Roger?
Roger shakes his head. I don't. That's an old-looking uniform he has.
Is he an old-looking man?
He looks like he's middle-aged.
You know, perhaps this fella's used to work here? Something like that? Roger, what do you think? Perhaps a former employee or something? I don't know if you'd know, but... Okay.
Roger just doesn't say anything. He looks like he's in shock.
Okay, fella. Can we help you at all? You looking for something?
He speaks in a brogue of a voice. Let me in.
Okay, that unfortunately ain't an answer to my question. I gotta know why you want to come in first. Perhaps you mean us harm. So I'd like to just have a little chat with you, find out what you want to do, why you want to come into this building. You understand?
He unslings the rifle, lays it down, and takes off his big bear skin coat.
Mm-hmm.
Let me in.
Okay, well, you're not cooperating, so I ain't gonna let you in. All right?
Grabbing the railing,
mm-hmm.
He jerks once uncontrollably. And you can see his clothes are beginning to, well, they're not tearing properly because it looks like they've already torn 100 times doing this. But he begins to grow in size.
Okay, Roger, you gotta get your rifle ready, fella. I'm sorry this has gotta happen for you. You know, this is gonna be one heck of a
The man's head explodes, and 2 antlers protrude from his head. He begins to grow fur until he is covered in hair.
There's
like a full 10 seconds that you have to do something.
There ain't no back way out of this office building, is there, Roger?
Roger looks up. You look up and you see a skylight.
Okay, that's gotta be us. Okay.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.